Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We're getting this guy well. Come on. 866-391-1020. Our numbers, call or text to it. And remember, when you do, that text line is brought to you by Wright Automotive, the best deal in Pittsburgh. And if you want to send an email, Dollar Bank Instant Access, the address is kdkaradio.com. A couple of ad lib moments here for you. Just some thoughts. You know, since we're covering all these hurricanes now, and with regularity and bad weather, when is somebody going to develop the windshield wiper that goes across the camera lens? So that, you know, I mean, you got all this high tech stuff. They got the microphones and the wind meters, and we're going to this guy on the beach and this person on the in the city, and there's this destruction, and we're bringing it to you with satellites and all that. But yet, when it comes to cleaning the lens of the camera, you see somebody with a rag going across the lens of the camera. For God's sakes, somebody in the tech world can develop a little windshield wiper that just goes and just cleans it off. Wouldn't it be great? We'll think about that. It reminds me of, remember, if you had an old car, and I don't know when they stopped making this, remember vacuum windshield wipers that when you let off the gas, they go, and then when you started gearing up and giving it more gas, it, remember that? Well, I'm going way back. I had my dad's 55 Chevy. He sold it to me. It was my first car. And I think it had vacuum-assisted windshield wipers. That seems pretty late in the game for vacuum-assisted. But I do believe, but I know I've driven cars that had the vacuum assist on it. It was a pain in the neck. Now we've got all these things now. But on the cameras for people that are covering the storms, give me that rag. I'll clean that lens. Okay, Nan from Cranberry. Like I say, when you call, you become part of this show. And when you become part of this show, you become part of the media. And when you become part of the media, you open yourself up to criticism. So don't take it personally, folks. But that's what happens. So Nan from Cranberry, I was talking to Gary. I always talk to Gary. And he always ends with a quote, and I love that. But Nan from Cranberry says, Gary is so deep, you need a shovel to find him. I know Gary's coming. I didn't particularly like that. Well, that's okay. And then someone else has a question. Why does the government wait until the middle of December? I can't answer this, but why does the government wait until the middle of December to announce tax credits on high-efficiency furnaces and air conditioners? Why don't they announce it on January 1st and work forward rather than working backwards? I thought the whole idea of tax credits were to incentivize people to buy higher efficient equipment to reduce greenhouse gases. Thank you. I'll put that under the rant column, and I'm not making fun. I can't answer that, but thank you. And then somebody sent to me, I didn't ask for this, but I appreciate that because Elton John is in town today and says, wish I was going to see Elton John tonight. My all-time favorites of his songs are Empty Garden and the duet he did, Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. Man, I got so many favorites. One of my all-time favorites is not one of his big hits. It's, I guess what they used to say on radio, AOL, AOR radio, album-oriented radio. Remember that? Oof. I'd say here's one of the cuts, one of the deep cuts. Yeah. Where To Now, St. Peter? And I cannot get that song out of my head because I play it a lot. It's on my running playlist on my phone. But one of the great lines is, one of the great verses is, Where To Now, St. Peter? If it's true, I'm in your hands. I may not be a Christian, but I've done all one man can. I understand I'm on the road where all that was is gone. So where to now, St. Peter? Show me which road I'm on. I love that verse, the hook. I love that line. And I, what is the song that has sold the best selling Elton John song? It sold 15 million copies or more. And there's a few of them. There's Candle in the Wind. Something About the Way You Look Tonight is the other one. Both of those songs have sold over 15 million songs. But Elton John's most famous song, if you look up what is Elton John's most famous song, there's so many of them that it really can't be decided. There's a list. Candle in the Wind, absolutely. I'm Still Standing, Rocket Man, Take Me to the Pilot. Oh, God, I love that song. That's about a seven-minute song, isn't it? We used to play that. I worked at a radio station where we used to play these deep cuts back in the 70s. Man, that's just great, great music. Of course, Your Song, his first one. Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting. Disc jockeys, that song, I think, became a hit because disc jockeys loved the introduction of that song, the intro, the bed. When DJs really were personalities and you talked over the intro to the song, there were a number of posts, a number of commas. So you could do the promo and talk about everything that was coming up later on in the show. You're Elton John, and hey, you know, Saturday night's all right for my... Then Tiny Dancer, okay, and Levon. Oh, gosh, such great stuff. And it's going to be a long show tonight. And you've got a good night for it because when you walk out, when you walk out, it may be raining. We are expecting some songs. Stoney, Elton John's song Sacrifice is on my favorites, and Your Song. Yeah, of course, I get that. There's just so many of them. I just look for sad songs, Something About the Way You Look Tonight. Daniel, oh my God, that was such a big hit that there was a radio station I worked at in Los Angeles. We used to play it so much that I came to dislike it for a long time because, I know the song, stop. But it is a great, great song. Blue Eyes, Just Can't Wait to Be King from The Lion King. Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. So many of those great, great songs. And Levon. Oh, Levon, I love Levon. Anyway, you all have your favorites, I'm sure. And we'll talk. Howie is waiting in Vanport. I want to get you up, but I got to check on traffic first, man, and I don't want to cut you off. So, Howie, hang out for just a second, and we'll get to more of your calls and more of your comments and emails. Talking about a little Elton John. He's in town. Wow, I'm excited. 866-391-1020. Our number's here.
Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Oh, his version. Elton John's version.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. Greg McAtee just came in here. He said, somebody saved my life tonight. From Captain Fantastic and a Brown Dirt Cowboy, which was a great-looking album cover, and Somebody Saved My Life Tonight, Sugar Bear. Good stuff, Howie. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, Philadelphia Freedom.
Oh, of course. Good gosh. I mean, there's so many that, you know, when the song comes on, of course, Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting, you just go nuts when that song comes on. So it's going to be fun. Are you going to the show tonight by any chance?
No. Also, Island Girl.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, you got them coming out. That's good. Island Girl, I forgot about that.
Also, Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me.
Oh, yes, yeah, we were talking about that earlier. Good stuff. Howie, thank you, my friend. Good to hear from you. Thanks for your call. I appreciate that. Pat is in Bloomfield. Let's take this and so you don't have to wait. Pat, welcome to KDKA. What's on your mind?
Yes, I'm glad you mentioned your song in my favorite album, Tumbleweed Connection. That's from your song.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to sing it to you. Come Down in Time was the message she gave.
Oh, gosh.
I cry every time I hear the song. My favorite.
Man.
Favorite album.
That's...
Anywho, in 1976, I saw Elton John at the Civic Arena for $6.50.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
And all his regalia and feathers and everything in light show. Now it's probably $200.
Well, whatever. Yeah, the economy has changed.
You reminded me. I just might go down tonight and get a last-minute ticket. Well, I forgot how much I liked him after everybody told me all the songs.
You know, I'll tell you, you can talk about the tickets, but I'll tell you what, his music is priceless. You know, it's priceless. That good. You're good,
and
Pat.
I'm going to say one thing, and I'm going off the air.
All right.
I went to see Paul Simon. That was priceless, too. Bye.
There you go. Got it. You see, it's the music is priceless, and the songs are timeless. I don't even know if you know this. You're going to hear that and more if you are headed to BBG tonight. No problem, Elton. Always glad to help sell tickets. Like, I'm sure the thing is sold out. Madman Across the Water, somebody. Always a cool tune. Tiny Dancer. Yes. Benny and the Jets. Rocket Man. My favorite. Somebody. That's what I had to bring this song in because you said my fave. Funeral for a Friend. Grace Seal. And Grace Seal, yeah. Well, if you are going to that show tonight, it is going to be one heck of a great show. That is for sure. And I don't know. I mean, it's the last time I saw Elton John was the show that he did with Billy Joel. And it was at Three River Stadium. Remember that? It was a long time ago. And I was working with Banana Don Jefferson. Remember Banana Don, B94? And he and I were doing a morning show on The Point together. And we got tickets and went to see that show. And I don't know how we got, it was hard to come by, but I guess we got from a label or something like that. We were up, you know, in a nosebleed section. Billy and Elton were about the size of the tip of your finger, but it was just unbelievable. And I remember Elton John, you know, was playing the piano, and then Billy Joel came out. And was it Billy Joel? I think it was Elton John that had the guy that was beating that huge gong. If I'm wrong, correct me. If you were at that show, this was years and years and years ago, but one of the guys had the guy that had this big gong that was on stage, bald, head shaved, and he would just whack that thing and go, boom, 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 boom. And it was a great night, but that was the last time I saw Elton John in person. And I think the fact that, you know, PPG Arena is got terrific acoustics, you know, the Civic Arena was a different place, but PPG is great. And Elton, I know, is very careful about somebody just sent a text and said, that tune just rose the hairs on my neck. Always a sign of a great song. I couldn't agree with you more. Same thing with me. And I always have it on my running playlist. If I'm running and I'm just kind of doing an easy mile, that song comes up. I just go nuts. You can't help it. It is one of his... It's a brilliant piece, and I say this to you, I would love to see that song. I'd love to see an Olympic figure skater put together, what do you call it? Put together a routine to Funeral for a Friend. Oh my gosh. There wouldn't be a dry eye in a house, and there would be more Hamill Camels than I believe you could handle in 7 minutes. And you could edit. I've edited it several different ways, like, oh, you could do a 3-minute program with that. You could do a 5-minute program. I get a little crazy with that. Funeral for a Friend, Love Lies Bleeding, Elton John. It's on YouTube. If you've never heard this song, go listen to it and give yourself about 11 minutes to just go, what the heck did I just hear? Karen is in Mount Lebanon. Thank you for waiting. I had to give my worship to Elton John. Karen, what's on your mind? Welcome to KDKA.
First time I've ever heard Elton John was in the early 70s. And
yeah.
So I bought his album, his album, and the album was Madman Across the Water.
Oh,
and
man.
On both sides, it's excellent. I have my children are 28.
Uh-huh.
They're 28 years old, and they have grown up on Elton John. And my 28-year-old daughter said to me, Mom, can we go to Elton John? I'm like, okay, fine. So I just want you to know that lady that called earlier in the 70s, she spent $6.50 on the ticket.
Yeah.
I spent $350 per person. Did I say that? Per person. And you know what? It's two things on my bucket list, and it's with my daughter. And my daughter asked me to go.
You're a good mom.
I think that's, yeah.
You're a good mom.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, man. Have a ball.
The other thing that nobody mentioned was Pinball Wizard.
Oh, gosh, yes. Jeez. Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so you know all the, you know, Goodbye and all the Nasties. And
I know them all.
Holiday Inn.
My favorite. Leave On. All of it.
Yeah.
That is an iconic album. I mean, that is the one. Yes. When I drove her down to West Virginia University, we put in that, well, it was a CD. We put that CD in, cried all the way.
Yeah.
But that's what we do. I mean, that was a great, great album. And we're going. She and I are going.
Oh, man, have a ball. If you get a chance, call me tomorrow. Tell me how the show was. I love hearing stuff like that.
I will try.
Okay, Mom.
I certainly will.
I'll see you,
okay.
Karen. Thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. It's Karen and Mount Lebanon. I said Rose Ryan Douglas is doing the news today. I get a text from her loving husband. He says, Rose is off. We're doing Elton tonight. Check out One Horse Town from Blue Moves. We'll do it, Tabster. You know it. How'd you guys get tickets? What are you? Man, oh, man, oh, man. I like that. Let me get another call here. We have Jim in Brackenridge. Jim, welcome to KDKA. Thanks for waiting. How are you?
Yeah, hello, Sonny. I'm a little older than you, and I can remember way back in the early 70s, too. I think it was one of Elton John's first albums. The song was called Empty Skies.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
The album name.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's as spooky as Funeral for a Friend. To me,
That's true. That's true. There is. I mean, he's got his. That's the other thing. That melodically, the music was just so wonderful, and the lyrics, thanks to Bernie Taupin, were so many times haunting.
Right.
You know, and they just got you where you want it, man. It's perfect.
And I never even heard of him. I looked him up. Who the heck is Elton John guy? And then all of a sudden, he's a millionaire. Yep.
Well, and you know, back in that day, he kind of, you know, it was kind of like an Ed Sheeran thing. It was like, who's this little guy from England with the glasses and all that? Because he was so,
right.
You know, quiet and all. But the songs were brilliant. And then,
was,
of course, he you know, put on the show.
Unknown back then.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that didn't last too long. Thank goodness. Hey, have a good
right.
time. Enjoy. Thanks
Thank
for your
you.
Call.
All
I appreciate
talk
it.
To you later.
You got it, brother. Bye-bye. All right, Jim. Thank you. That's Jim in Brackenridge. Karen mentioned Leave On. That's one of the all-time great songs. He was born a pauper to a peon on Christmas Day. He was born a pauper to a pawn on a Christmas Day when the New York Times said, God is dead and the war's begun. Alvin Tostig has a son today, and he shall be Leave On. Oh, man. Such great music. And from what I understand, Elton doesn't do, you know how there was a while where artists would do their songs, you know, their many hits in a show, but they would edit them and just do them quickly. He does them the way you remember them. Darren's in Oakland. Welcome to KDKA. Darren, what's on your mind?
Hey, Sterling, what's going on?
You, what's up?
You know what? I just had a call in because
good.
Love the music talk on KDK. It's good to hear it, you know.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, I got to talk about Mona Lisa's and Manhattan.
Oh, my gosh. I completely forgot about it. Yes.
That's the gem. It's
yeah.
a gem.
Yeah.
It's a terrific song. I mean, you break apart the lyrics. I mean, every time Elton John goes to sing and stuff, just from the opening keys, the opening piano keys, any song he could sing, I mean, just gives you chills automatically. But I got to say, Mona Lisa's and Manhattan's, I mean, I think it's a little bit more of a deep cut. It's not really entry-level Elton John, but, you know, it's definitely a song that I think is his, greatest work.
Well, look, while Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatters, sons of bankers, sons of lawyers, turn around and say good morning to the night. Whoa!
Right. It's poetry. Yeah,
it is poetry. Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Gosh.
I didn't hear you. Are you going tonight?
No. I'm an idiot.
No.
I know. I mean, it's, geez. And, you know, I'm just, I would love to be there, but I'm such a geek that it's probably good because I would pay top dollar because I want to be close. I don't want to be in the back. I want to be close, you know?
Right.
And,
yeah,
and those tickets, man, those tickets are high, but it hasn't stopped anybody. You heard Karen. She paid $300 twice for her kids. Well, 900.
Right, yes.
She paid $900 because she got for her daughters, for two daughters and her, that's $900.
Sure, it's top dollar, yeah.
Nice going.
But it's definitely good to hear, you know, Elton being talked about on news radio. So, yeah, definitely.
You know, you got to give it a rest every once in a while. And there's nothing that, you
right.
know, there's two things that get emotion, politics and music, right?
Yeah. Well, now they kind of go hand in hand now. But,
apparently, yeah. Yeah, you saw
right.
that show last night. Darren, thanks for your call. Right. I appreciate it, brother. Nice call. We got time. Oh, I'll tell you what. We got Mildred and Rich waiting, and I want to get you both on. Elton was Patti LaBelle's piano player. I didn't know that. He was Reggie Dwight then. Oh my gosh, Patti LaBelle. Man. All right. If you're a senior on Medicare, choosing the right health care plan is critical during this enrollment period. Throughout the day, you can ask experts. They will tell you and help you. They will tell you and they'll help you. MediConnect, which is based right here in Pittsburgh, they're standing by to answer all of your questions. If you or a loved one is in that situation, and you want to really get some answers. And I find the same thing. Many times you go to the FAQ pages, frequently asked questions, they don't answer the questions that I have. But sometimes if you're talking to a person, you can go, hey, okay, well, here's my situation, because everybody's different, right? So you can talk to these people live. Ask the experts. Here's the phone number. It's 1-888-818-MEDI, M-E-D-I. In numbers, that's 1-888-818-6334. And our thanks to them for making themselves available to you today. Take advantage of it. It's free. Rich is in New Kensington. Rich, welcome to KDKA. How are you?
I'm doing well, Stoney. Yourself?
Good. I'm
hey,
good.
Good. Just as a side conversation with Elton, whenever he did the funeral for Princess Di,
yeah.
I don't know if you already talked about it, but whenever, Harry, Sir Elton John, he's friends with the royal family, a friend of his died tragically, and he pulled off that performance with Goodbye, Diane at the funeral.
Goodbye Norma Jean for Diana, yeah.
Well, he converted it for Diane, yeah. At the funeral, and the whole world's watching. It can change from that crazy Elton John, to that person in a second. It's amazing.
He's a deep feeling man. He always has been, and I think he brings that. He's always brought that to his music. Rich, that's a good point to remember. I appreciate that. Boy, talk about tears. Mildred in Monroeville, thanks for calling. Welcome to KDKA. What's up?
I missed hearing your voice the last couple of weeks.
Oh,
I know where you were off. To Shakespeare.
Yeah.
But
thanks.
The guy just talked to you. That's why I called about Lady Di's funeral. I heard Elton John singing Candle in the Wind.
Oh, my God.
A very, very good song.
Yes. And made
funeral.
And made so poignant at that and him singing. I mean, it was just, I could just tear up thinking about that moment now. It was so moving. And, and that's what he does. That's what he does.
Yeah, it was. And I've got that on VCR, although VCR is old, but I still have that funeral on the VCR and him singing that. That's all I called, Stoney.
I'm glad you did, Mildred.
Glad you're back.
I'm glad to hear your voice, too. Thank you very much. That's Mildred in Monroeville. What a sweetheart. Let me read some lyrics. This is poetry, but this is written years ago, but this is from... Caribou, the album Caribou, Elton John. I don't know if he's going to do this tonight. But here's the lines. You got time, yeah. It says, an extremely quiet child. They call you in your school reports. He's always taken interest in the subjects that he's taught. So what was it that brought the squad car screaming up your drive to notify your parents of the manner in which you died? At St. Patrick's, every Sunday, Father Fletcher heard your sins. Oh, he's unconcerned with competition. He never cares to win. But blood stained a young hand that never held a gun, and his parents never thought of him as their troubled son. Now you'll never get to heaven, Mama said. Remember, Mama said, ticking, ticking. Grow up straight and true blue. Run along to bed. Hear it, ticking, ticking. They had you holed up in a downtown bar screaming for a priest. Some gook said his brains just snapped. Then someone called the police. You'd knifed a Negro waiter who had tried to calm you down. Oh, you'd pulled a gun and told them all to lay still on the ground, promising to hurt no one, providing they were still. A young man tried to make a break. With tear-filled eyes, you killed. That gun butt felt so smooth and warm, cradled in your palm. Oh, your childhood cried out in your head, they mean to do you harm. Don't ever ride on the devil's knee, Mama said. Remember, Mama said? Ticking, ticking. Pay your penance well, my child. Fear where angels tread. Hear it, ticking, ticking. Within an hour, the news had reached the media machine. A male Caucasian with a gun had gone berserk in Queens. The area had been sealed off. The kids sent home from school. 14 people lying dead in a bar. They called a kicking mule. Oh, they pleaded to your sanity for the sake of those inside. Throw out your gun. Walk out slow. Just keep your hands held high. But they pumped you full of rifle shells as you stepped out of the door. Oh, you danced in death like a marionette on the vengeance of the law. You've slept too long in silence, Mama said. Remember, Mama said, ticking, ticking. Crazy boy, you'll only wind up with strange notions in your head. Hear it, ticking, ticking. That's almost Poe. That's almost Edgar Allan Poe. That's Elton John. The song is called Ticking. Suzanne in Oakdale. Thanks for that suggestion, Tabor. Suzanne in Oakdale, welcome to KDK. What's on your mind?
Hey, Tony. Ever since I got up, I started hearing you on the radio today talking about Elton John. It takes me back to my old days, and I'm pretty old too. One of my first big concerts was seeing Elton John in Washington, D.C., and I think the tickets were like $3 or $4 or $5.
Oh my gosh!
And his opening number, Stoney, his opening number was "Funeral for a Friend," and he had white ostrich feathers coat on,
right?
And he was at the piano, and it was all black in the room, and then the lights come on, and he had those glasses. One was going one way, one the lights were going the other way, and he was all dressed in white. It was all white with a black setting, and then "Funeral for a Friend." It was so great,
man.
And he did the whole song, which was like, what, 11 minutes long?
Yeah.
It was just a wonderful concert, but I'll never forget that, never.
What a great memory.
It was a great memory, but I don't want to lose that memory. That's why I don't want to go see him today, because my memory stuck from back then.
You don't want to change it, right? You've got that in your mind. That stays. That's all you need.
Yes, I don't want to change that memory.
All right, sweetheart. Suzanne, thanks for your call. I appreciate that. That's a beautiful way to end it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.